From Illinois Public Media News, this is 217 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. It's Thursday, February 27th. Coming up, we'll learn about the art and entertainment that's coming to the Central Illinois area this weekend. That story in just a few minutes, but first, these headlines. Gene Hackman, the Academy Award-winning actor who was raised in Danville, has died. He was 95 years old. The local sheriff's office in New Mexico says Hackman, his wife, and their dog were found dead in their home. Foul play is not suspected, and an investigation is underway. Ed Donahue tells us about Hackman's film career.
Gene Hackman won two Oscars.
All right, Popeye's here.
One was for his role as Detective Popeye Doyle in 1971's The French Connection.
I got him on the shuttle at Grand Central. Now, what the hell's going on up there? I make him come out of the hotel. He was free as a bird. He went a solo way.
21 years later, Hackman won an Oscar for his work in the Western Unforgiven. In a 2000 AP interview, Gene Hackman was asked how he would like to be remembered.
I would hope that they would say he entertained us. He maybe gave us a little insight into human nature.
Hackman lived in a gated community just outside Santa Fe. He was rarely seen in the Hollywood social circuit and retired in his mid-70s. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Associated Press reports that Hackman was born in California and grew up in Danville, where his father worked as a newspaper pressman for the Commercial News. He reportedly found refuge in movie houses and decided to become an actor at age 10. An image of Hackman, along with other movie idols like Dick Van Dyke and Bobby Short, remains in downtown Danville near the Fisher Theater. Hackman enrolled in journalism at the University of Illinois. He dropped out after 6 months to study radio announcing in New York. In 2004, Hackman appeared at the Danville Public Library to promote his novel Justice for None. You can look for more about his life at ipmnewsroom.org. Some U of I students are worried about the future of cultural houses. This after the U.S. Department of Education told schools they have until Friday, tomorrow, February 28th, to cease diversity initiatives or risk losing funding. IPM Student Newsroom's Stephanie Oriana reports.
The memo says educational institutions may, quote, neither separate or segregate students based on race, nor distribute benefits or burdens based on race. Legal experts say no one knows what exactly this means and whether this applies to cultural houses. But still, students like U of I junior Tommy Lacey worry. She says if cultural houses are banned, students will need to unite to preserve them.
We have to be the Rosa Parks. We have to be the Martin Luther King. We have to be the people who fought for us right now. Like, we can't just sit back and keep letting things happen to us.
U of I officials say the campus will comply with the letter's demands, but what exactly this means depends on how judges interpret the law. I'm Stephanie Oriana, IPM News.
Today is the last day for University of Illinois Urbana-Champaign students to vote in student government elections. The ballot includes a referendum on whether the university should divest from the fossil fuel industry within 5 years. IPM Student Newsroom's Leili Nazarva reports.
Michael Gergany is the government liaison for the Illinois Student Council.
It is a barometer to see how people are feeling. We know that there's a lot of momentum for right now.
The referendum is non-binding. However, Gergany and other student advocates for fossil fuel divestment are working with lawmakers on a bill that would require the U of I system and all external entities that invest funds on behalf of the U of I to divest from fossil fuels. They hope to see the bill pass the Higher Education Committee and proceed to a vote on a House floor. I'm Lenny Nazarva, IPM News.
Still to come, we'll tell you all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. Will Call is coming up next on 217 Today, but first, your forecast.
I'm meteorologist Andrew Pritchard with your IPM News forecast for Champaign-Urbana. Your forecast for today, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 55 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 20 miles per hour, gusting to 30 miles per hour. Tonight, clear skies with a low of 33 degrees, northwest wind 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and breezy with a high of 62 degrees, southwest wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, gusting to 40 miles per hour. Tomorrow night, clear skies with a low of 28 degrees, northwest wind 15 miles per hour. And for Saturday, mostly sunny and cooler with a high of 37 degrees and a northwest wind 10 to 15 miles per hour.
Next time on the 21st Show, we'll talk with the student creators of an oral history project that collected stories of Illinoisans who grew up behind the Iron Curtain. Plus, the author of a new book who looked at all the president's money, from George Washington's expense accounts to Donald Trump's bankruptcies. I'm Brian Mackey. That's next time on the 21st Show. Join us.
You're listening to 2 and 7 Today. I'm Kimberly Schofield. From Illinois Public Media News, I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And you're listening to Will Call, where we talk all about what's coming to the Central Illinois area in the world of arts, culture, and entertainment. On Thursday, February 27th, Isaiah Sharkey is performing at Uncorked with Illinois Soul at the Krennert Center for the Performing Arts. Uncorked kicks off at 5:30 p.m. and continues through 7 p.m. There are additional performances after. But Adeline, I spoke with Isaiah Sharkey a week ago about his career and his performance and what goes into him playing the guitar.
What I try to do is capture the moment and be able to be honest and true to the moment of whatever's going on, you know. And that's the fun part. That's the part that is unpredictable and exciting.
This is also the final performance for the Uncorked Special Edition series for Black History Month that's presented by Illinois Soul and Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. Isaiah Sharkey at Uncorked kicks off at 5:30 p.m. on Thursday, February 27th at Krannert.
And on Friday, February 28th, the Jay Ferguson Trio at Rosewell Tavern in Urbana, they are playing from 5 to 7 p.m. There is no cover for this band, but donations are encouraged. Again, that is Jay Ferguson Trio at the Rosewell Tavern in Urbana.
On Saturday, March 1st, there are lots of things happening. It's also my birthday that day,
Adeline. Oh my goodness, happy birthday, Kimberly.
None of these things are for my birthday, but they're all wonderful things anyway. Hero, The Boy from Troy, is a new musical about young John Lewis at Krannert Center for the Performing Arts. It starts at 11 a.m. You can find more information and purchase tickets at krannertcenter.com/events.
And then that afternoon from 1 to 4 p.m., there is a Monarch and Pollinator Fair at McKinley Foundation in Champaign. You can join in for this free, family-friendly, and interactive event to learn about the preservation of monarch butterflies and other pollinators. No registration is required, and there is free parking. You can find out more information at mckinleycu.org. And on Sunday, March 2nd, a Mardi Gras party at the Rosewell Tavern in Urbana at 5 p.m. Let the good times roll. From 5 to 6:30 p.m., the New Orleans Jazz Machine will be playing. And then at 7 p.m., the Occasional Cajun Band. Again, that is a Mardi Gras party at the Rosewell Tavern in Urbana.
And on Saturday, March 1st, Mean Girls Jr. is at Countryside School in Champaign. The Class Act Showstoppers are putting on Mean Girls Jr. The Showstoppers is a troupe of experienced 11 to 14-year-old performers who have been training together since October at Class Act to put on this show. On March 1st, the show is at 7 p.m. There's also a performance the next day, Sunday, March 2nd, at 3 p.m. Admission is free, but sign-up is required and donations are welcome. Mean Girls Jr. starts at Countryside School in Champaign on Saturday, March 1st at 7 p.m.
And then that evening from 7:30 to 9 p.m., the Baroque Artists of Champaign-Urbana has their 2025 spring concert season, starting with All About That Brass. The choir will join forces with the Sycamore Brass Quintet at the First United Methodist Church in Champaign to play works by composers spanning 16th century Italy to 21st century Illinois. For more information, you can visit barocheartists.org.
And for more information about these and other events, visit ipmnewsroom.org and click on Will Call.
You can email us before Mondays at 8 a.m. at will-call@illinois.edu.
I'm Kimberly Schofield.
And I'm Adeline Moy.
And we'll talk to you next time. That's it for today. 2 and 7 Today is produced by Stephanie Mosqueda. Reporting today contributed by Ed Donahue, Stephanie Orellana, Levi Nazarva, Adeline Moy, and Kimberly Schofield. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Kimberly Schofield. 2 and 7 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.